As the holiday season comes around the corner, the Omaha Community Playhouse celebrates by taking to the stage with their 50th annual production of A Christmas Carol. The story of A Christmas Carol is the story of Ebenezer Scrooge as he encounters the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. This production is also one of Omaha Community Playhouse's largest, from cast, scenery, and costumes.
It's probably the biggest production.
There is a moment that happens when the curtain goes up.
And almost the entire cast is on stage, all posed in an exuberant position as if they are in the street either trying to sell their wares or perhaps potential buyers or families celebrating Christmas Eve morning together. And they're just frozen, and as the curtain comes up, snow is sprinkling down on these people. And toward the end of the overture, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen begins, and they come to life. And they begin to interact with each other inside the words of this song.
Susie Bear Collins is the director of A Christmas Carol, having worked back with this production when it used to tour in the Midwest. The Omaha Community Playhouse's specific connection with the show is truly a fascinating history on the playhouse itself.
This might be my 34th production that I've worked on in some way. And this story was written in the 1850s, and it's still so important today. A former executive artistic director of the Playhouse for many years, Charles Jones, during a time in the 1970s when the Playhouse coffers were in trouble, we didn't have a lot of money, and so he sat one July in front of his fireplace in the summer and wrote an adaptation of this. What makes this adaptation different and wonderful is there is so much music and movement in our production.
The cast of A Christmas Carol is more than just a cast, but rather a community that spans generations.
Being a member of the acting company means that, and the backstage company, means that you're doing a show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and two shows on Sunday during the holiday season, right? So these people begin to rely on each other. They become a family themselves. They have things between them that they do during the run of the show, like they become each other's secret Santa, and they have all these wonderful events. We have people in our show that would have been children in the ensemble that are now adults and have come back to play roles in the show. We often have a pretty strong returning group of cast members, but in addition to that, I'd say half of them are brand new cast members. So it becomes a family, our Christmas Carol.
Collins returns back to the holiday spirit of the show and the story that has become a staple for the Omaha Community Playhouse for generations.
Well, I think the message of the show is you look at a character like Ebenezer Scrooge, and there's always hope, isn't there, for someone who has turned away from his fellow man. And he has this denouement, he has this moment of transformation where he finally embraces his nephew, who he had become estranged to, because I don't think you can come to this show and not have a little spark start to emanate from inside your chest somewhere or somewhere deep in your being that reminds you of this perennial message.
A Christmas Carol will be showing at the Omaha Community Playhouse until December 21st. More information can be found at omahaplayhouse.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.